Welcome to Wonder Reality. It's Jim. We're near the end of our time in Bogota. First point I want to make is something regarding traveling in another country, a learning experience, but also it's funny. Being in another country, we're in Colombia, Spanish is the main language. It is so difficult to communicate. It's almost in some ways impossible. And if somebody doesn't know Spanish, it is impossible. And it gets frustrating. It is, you basically want to give up. And one dynamic is, and people say this, many of the Spanish-speaking countries all over South America, Latin America, Central America, they all have their different Spanish and different accents, definitely. So that makes it even harder. But what's so funny is I do believe that the story in the Bible is true. God changed all the people's languages, the different groups of people at the Tower of Babel when they were trying to become like God or build, you know, they were, we all know the story. They were building some tall building up to heaven. And God, it's almost humorous. And it's serious. And it shows God's sovereignty and how he's in control. Amen. And he can do what he wants. Amen. That he just changed the languages. And now they couldn't even communicate. And it's still the same thing today. And I say this with emphasis because I've experienced it. You know, it is on the one hand frustrating and absolutely a major issue, you know, language around the world. But on the other hand, it's almost funny to think that, you know, here's human beings thinking that they are important and that they're trying to exalt themselves, and God just says, boom, I'm going to do something just immediate and put you in your place. And so it kind of goes along with the whole theme that of the Bible, that those who exalt themselves, those who think that they're high, those who think that they're the haves, they end up low. You know, this is a truth from the Bible. They end up low for eternity. Yet those who are low, who have nothing, who are the have-nots on the earth, they have more of a chance of ending up high for eternity. Amen. And I refer you to, I've just published a book, Who Receives the Gospel? We're giving it away for free. Don't buy this book. This is not, we make no money off of this. This is nothing about that. You can go to our website, get it for free, download it, wonderreality.org. And that is a basic presentation of this truth and other truths that Jesus Christ presents about who receives the gospel. It's the poor, the needy, the suffering, those who don't have anything. It's the have-nots on the earth that receive the gospel. Generally, there's always exceptions. And then also, it's the few. It's the few. All right. This is a series about the Holy Spirit. Amen. The most glorious topic possible. And He is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He's the most glorious, beautiful, wonderful being in the universe. We have the opportunity to have a relationship with Him. If you've listened to some of my other messages, you may wonder and you may think, you know, this guy, Jim Harwell, is repeating a lot of the same things sometimes. And you may be wondering, you know, what's up with that? I want to give some quick answers to that. Number one, if someone only listens to one of my messages, I want them to hear the absolute greatest and most important truths. And our stats from this podcast show that there are people who are listening to just a few messages, people around the world and other countries, just a few messages. So I want to say that I want to proclaim the absolute truth and then the dynamics related to that. Second thing, I truly believe the gospel, this walk with Jesus Christ, it's so simple, so easy. It can be summed up in 5 minutes or less. Everything that someone needs can be summed up in that, you know, 10 minutes or less, 5 minutes or less. Everything. And they can have someone who's never heard the gospel. Let's say they've never heard it. They're from a remote part of the world. And you explain it in 5 minutes, you know, literally 6 minutes. They have everything they need to walk with God their whole life, to receive Him, and to live forever in heaven. Amen. Amen. It's that simple. Now, someone may say, well, what about these great men of God who have written 20, 30, 40 books and have hundreds of messages that they've given that are on YouTube, you know, videos and audio and teaching tapes and DVDs, hundreds of them. What about all that? Well, that's because this gospel is so glorious, so wonderful. We could never, ever put it into words in a billion, trillion, zillion messages. Amen. And there's so many dynamics that for eternity, we will be in awe of Him. Amen. So, it's both simple, the most simple thing, but yet the most vast and has the most depth of anything in the universe. Amen. So, and I say it once, I'll say it again. We could give a billion trillion messages about the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we would just be touching the surface. That's how awesome and glorious it is. So we should, you know, another purpose of these messages is to build hunger in us, in you, in me, in anyone who will listen. Build hunger so that we continue with Him, that we seek Him, that we don't seek all these thousands of other things, but we seek Him. And there's so few people who are doing it. So few. We get that deceives us. We think, oh, look at, you know, 98% of the world, they're doing all these other things. You know, they're out working and making money and they're having fun and they're partying and they're watching movies and programs and enjoying what's going on, or they're trying to just make it and survive. We've seen that here in Bogota and Medellin, people just literally trying to survive. If everyone's doing that, well, then maybe that's what I should be doing. Remember that verse, blessed is the man or woman whose heart is set on pilgrimage, who's walking with God Almighty. Amen. The greatest, most awesome, glorious thing imaginable. A relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. It's like a king on the earth who's the most powerful, most famous, richest king on the earth that everyone on the earth wants to meet, but they can't because he's too important. They don't have the clout to go and meet him, and everyone knows about him. And this king offers you the offer of coming to live with him all the time. Spend all your time with him and spend the rest of your life with him and have, you know, we would go for that immediately. We would just to meet the king for 5 minutes. And there's people, we all... On the earth, we all have this kind of interest in famous famous, rich, powerful people, don't we? That's kind of evidence of our need for God. We all have this need for something more. Something we all want, you know, we're fascinated with people who are, you know, in that elite, famous, rich, powerful, you know, some, and just to meet them, you know, there's people who are obsessed with that kind of thing. Just to meet someone like that for 2 minutes and say hello, that's something that we would remember the rest of our life. And yet God Almighty, the greatest being ever, the creator of everything, the creator of the universe, who has billions of angels in his armies, billions in five classifications, who's created the heavens and the heaven of heavens, the three heavens, and created the earth, created mankind, offers us to have a relationship with him and to live with him and in him forever, starting on the earth. He even says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He offers to come and make his home with us. And yet we're doing all these other things. And so, I'll just finish up with this. It's all about our relationship with him. That's the whole thing. A relationship with the Holy Spirit, who is Jesus Christ. A relationship. That's the whole thing. And I said it in a previous message. I'll say it again. You have everything you need today for that relationship, to receive everything in that relationship that he wants you to receive. Like, remember, he says, give us today our daily bread. That's the daily amount of Jesus Christ that we need and want and desire. It's kind of like an analogy of that. You know, every day there's a certain amount of food that we can eat, right? We can't eat, you know, let's say it's three certain meals. Well, we can't eat 20 meals. We cannot eat 30 meals. That wouldn't work. We cannot eat, and then we shouldn't eat anything. Like, we should not go throughout the day and eat nothing. Now, we could do that. Sometimes that's okay. But generally, we need a certain amount of food. And that's just in the natural. The spiritual is what matters. That daily bread. Amen. The amount of Jesus Christ he wants us to have. So you have everything you need to receive that, to walk with him. Because the only requirement is that we give him ourself. It's not about anything else. Amen. And Jesus gives all these analogies from the natural. Like, he talks about living water. You know, if you had known who was speaking to you, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. So now that, and he says, I'm the bread of life. So he's talking about food. He's talking about water. He said, I'm the light of the world. So he's talking about, in the natural, there's the sun, S-U-N. But he's the light of the world, the spiritual light. Amen. And then he also talks about wind. He said, those who are born of the Spirit are like the wind. You can hear the sound of it, but you can't tell where it comes from or where it's going. So is everyone who's born of the Spirit. Amen. So all four analogies. That's interesting, isn't it? Those are the four main, those four things are the four things we need to survive. Every day and every week and month. Sun, sunlight, air, the wind. If you go outside, you feel the wind, don't you? God created the world like that. There's wind. Usually, you know, just think if that didn't exist. He created all of this for us. It's amazing the sun, the wind, water, and food. These are all miracles. There are miracles going on all around us. Millions of miracles every day that are just mind-boggling. We should be in awe of all of these miracles, but the greatest miracle is that we can have a relationship with Him. And a great man of God once said, there's a miracle coming at you or going by you all the time. It's the same way as saying the presence and the power of God, of Jesus Christ, are all around us all the time. If we don't feel His presence and if we're not experiencing that, the problem's with us, not with Him. And really it's that our old nature is in control and He cannot have a relationship with this old nature, that's fallen and derenched, so to speak, fallen and sinful. He's holy. He's sacred. He's going to have a relationship with someone as much as they will allow Him in terms of, now we're moving into this mystery, but, a great man of God did say, He's not going to come dwell in a vessel of filth, where we have sin and our old nature's in control and we have, we have bitterness and resentment against some people, that unforgiveness, that's a serious sin. It's worse. It's a worse sin than a lot of other sins. I believe that. The worst sin is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. That's the worst. Absolute. But there's unforgiveness from that parable of the unmerciful servant. If you just go read that, you see that, if we don't forgive, then God cannot forgive us. And, that's a sin. Well, so that's a different discussion. I don't want to debate that. I just want to say, when we think of sin, we think of, okay, someone's, sex, drugs, alcohol, and things like that, but really, it's our old nature, it's our sinful nature, and yes, the sins that result from that, and so forth. But we get distracted with all things like that, and things, all the debates, and all the, it's all just a relationship with Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. That's how He's Jesus Christ all over the earth. Amen.